Appeals for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Patton Hills are on holidays. They do return on January 10, just in time for the Magic Millions. And, well, I don't know whether you can be a guest on your own show, but he is a guest this morning because he's part of the SEN commentary team, and the coverage, particularly for our Gold Coast listeners, starts in an hour. The match starts in 3:10. Ian Healy is joining us. Morning, Heels. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Mark. G'day, Zorks. That was an ordinary news segment, wasn't it?
I don't know. We were talking. Well, I didn't listen.
Why? No, I knew you would have missed it. There was nothing in there. Could you tighten them up in Melbourne, please? Well,
so you don't hear the commercials at Heels. You're just sitting there hearing nothing in that. You've never been put on hold for your own show before.
Well, I only heard the Bradman bat piece. That's it.
I didn't even hear that.
Nice
we were chatting about Zorks trying to find a park when he goes to training this morning at the Gabba.
You got one for me?
Yeah, you can run around AB statue.
It looks good, doesn't it? We're talking about that.
Yes, it does. It's a good statue. He was chuffed. The family were excellent. And, it looks fantastic. And I think it'll even be in a better place when the Gabba is redeveloped. It's a bit close to that tree. I don't know how many birds are in that tree. It's sort of just next to it.
We'll have to employ someone to go out daily to clean that, I reckon.
Yeah, I think AB might have given one of his sons that job already. So now, he wouldn't know how to clean anything.
Now, Heels, we had heard from Pat Cummins earlier on the program. Obviously, great honour for him to become our test captain this morning, walking out to toss the coin. Zorks has a system when he tosses the coin for the Brisbane Lions that he won't unveil for us.
Might do it.
How nervous you reckon Paddy's going to be with that coin resting on the thumb, waiting to spin that in the air? It's a wonderful moment in Australian cricket history when we get a new captain.
Yeah, very much so. So I think he'd be not so nervous doing that bit. I think he'd be more nervous if he has to choose what to do.
Yep.
So if he wins the toss, you know, and he goes, oh, we'll have a bowl, his bowlers better get it right. Because I think today they can cause a lot of damage. They can really hurt England today if we bowl well and get our lengths right. So what happens is the bowlers have to pitch at about 5.5 metres from the batsman's stumps. That's the length you bowl day one, morning one at the Gabba. And that's almost like a half volley so that the batsmen are enticed into driving. They think, oh, you beauty, we got something to drive at. And all of a sudden you miss it or you nick it. That's what happens. And traditionally, the touring team bowl about 7 metres from the stump. And it's too short. It sits up and the batsman can enjoy it and you don't get wickets. So then at lunchtime, you know, the bowlers know that. You tell the bowlers and they say it themselves the night before in the team meeting. And then I reckon nearly every year you play here, you get in at lunchtime or the first drinks break and say, listen, you get your lengths right, you bowlers. You're bowling rubbish. And you go from having them 1 for 60 to 5 for 90. And so that's the sort of damage Australia can do today if they get their lengths right and bowl well, even in the first hour.
We're talking cricket thanks to My Place. You can't beat Australian smarts.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the Jimmy Anderson being rested?
We had it confirmed that it's rested. I think it might be.
Yeah, Josh Butler said he's fit to play, but they want him to play in the second test in Adelaide.
Mm. Yeah, they're putting some pressure on the other bowlers to make sure they get a good job done here. What am I making of it? I'm making that he's not at the top of his game yet. Mm. Hasn't had enough cricket in the last month, even though they've denied that. They reckon he's going great and all that sort of stuff. One test at a time for him is the message, I reckon, and that's at day nighter. And then probably they're waiting to see if the last test is going to be a day nighter.
Well, that leads me.
And he might have a role to play right at the end of the series.
Well, that leads me into tomorrow, Heels, because Australia A is taking on England Day at Ian Healy Oval. Is there a chance that he could potentially bowl a couple overs there if you're worried that he hasn't got the form behind himself? And will that game even go ahead?
Why? Why wouldn't it go ahead? Right. You think it's raining too much?
You can't trust that view. Healy,
mate.
The forecast.
You saw it the other day, mate. It was beautiful. It was well done. When England got two days in, it looked a picture. And it had been raining a lot. So, no, I think if he does do that, he certainly would be allowed to do that, I reckon. Mm. And what great experience for our Australia A team to play Jimmy Anderson. So go and have a spell or two each day.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a valid first-class match anyway. I don't like the integrity of those games getting fiddled with just for the good of one bloke. But I'm happy to allow that in this instance because of the disruptions everyone's had. But I think no, he'd probably just be happy to be around games and to be training with the Red Bull at the test match venues. He'll know how to get himself right without having a spell or two for the British Lions.
Hills, there's been much discussion about the weather in Brisbane and this pitch and whether or not it's been able to be prepared well enough, etc. It'll be a typical, Pat Cummins made the point in his press conference, he believes it'll just be a typical Gabba first day wicket, but the humidity around and the threat of rain in the air. How big a call will it be for both captains to decide what to do? Will Joe Root have that name Nasser Hussain in the back of his head? That toss is going to be really interesting this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if you lose the toss, that's not a bad thing. Let the other captain either have to make a decision and take the heat or do well. Because even if they knock you over, if you get knocked over on day one here in Brisbane, because there's a bit of moisture in the pitch, it's still great to bowl on day two. So you're getting knocked over today, do your best to get to like 200, not 150. And then tomorrow you've got plenty to bowl with. You know, the wicket firms up and it really speeds up and it'll still be swinging and there'll be still moisture in it. So you can still bowl well day two. So first innings batting, whether it's today or tomorrow, is really important. And then it can settle into a match. Oh, I think this wicket might be a bit better than they're expecting. Mm. I think typically a day, a Gabba test pitch is different to what Paddy has seen playing for New South Wales in a shield pitch. So it's generally a bit harder, not as much moisture and grass. So this one might have a bit more grass than normal, but I think he's had enough time to be curating it, even though he hasn't had the sunshine to bake it as much. That's why I'm hoping that if Australia bowl first, and I would bowl first if I was a captain, without seeing and feeling that pitch, I think it's a bowl first day, especially with the overcast conditions that are around at the moment. So bowl and don't have any pressure on that and bowl well and you could go a long way to winning a match.
Interesting. With regards to the Australian batting, are you nervous at all about the form of some of the players in that top six?
Yeah, I am. And the experience levels and of, you know, Cameron Green, Marcus Harris, Travis Head. We got a lot of inexperience in there and not super test match form under their belt. So, yeah, I'm a little edgy there and England will be licking their lips to get at them. I had to interview Jai Richardson and Michael Neeser last night at a little function and they reckon Warner is in great touch. Marcus Harris, who's the forgotten man, we haven't even discussed how he's going. But he's going really well, they're saying. So let's see. Today's the day, or maybe tomorrow you'll get to see it all.
Heels, you'll be pleased to know, and most probably not surprised to know, that Webby here, the work experience boy, has been lurking around the Australians' training session at Ian Healy Oval and has an update and a report on the bowling of Mitchell Starc.
He looks seriously good, Heels. Seriously good.
I reckon he's quite angry.
Oh, that's exactly how he was bowling on Saturday morning when I went down and had a look. Like, the pace that ball was hitting Alex Carey's gloves, I'd be surprised if he doesn't have a couple of broken fingers. He was absolutely thundering in. Hazelwood was just coming in, hitting his line and length, you know. But Starc was making the move and hop and I could hear Warner and Labuschagne, who were out in the middle of the field, just screaming, go, whoa, holy, like they were just absolutely surprised. So I'm with you. I think they should bowl and give Starc the opportunity to just let out some frustration, let some steam go and see what he can actually do on this potentially greeny, swingy, overcast sort of weather.
Yeah, and I think he's been working on it for some time. And I think something clicked in that World Cup, even though he still got hammered in the final of that World Cup. There was a lot of other good stuff that looked quite rhythmical and aggressive. So I'm expecting big things. You know, you didn't ask to get in and face him, eh?
Oh, oh, I couldn't get out of there quick enough, Hills. That's it. No
well,
chance.
You know, Fags is at the cricket today. I've seen the guest list in at the Cricket Australia hospitality room.
Is he?
So I won't be over there. But I think this radio stuff's going to cost you. You're not training hard enough. You keep stopping at Ian Healy Oval and looking at the cricketers.
Heels, he's struggling today and
I'm
yesterday.
Sore heels.
Today's worse than yesterday. Big time.
So you've had to do what they tell you to do this week, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and geez, aren't I paying for it? Oh. No, it's been good. The boys are in great shape. We're ready to go.
Can you put put your other hat on for us now, Heels, as the chairman of the Heat? Thunder v.
I think
Thunder.
We play tonight, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, against the Scorchers tonight.
Well.
And I made the point early in the season, this is a big one tonight to show an improvement from Sunday.
Yes, our middle order looked very light the other day. I've seen a report of our batting. They didn't think the wicket was that difficult. I thought the Thunder bowled quite well. They swung it and they seamed it at times. So they bowled well, but we're still trying to hit fours and sixes against that sort of bowling. So we've got to take the easy runs which are out there. That's knocking into gaps and while the ball's doing a bit, and build our total before we hit super quickly for fours and sixes. So when Linney and Max Bryant don't come up off at the top, I thought we looked a little bit lightweight. Yeah. And you know we want to get the likes of Sam Hazlitt going still, then Jack Wildermuth. James Baisley and Jimmy Pearson, that middle order bit has to really stand up and get the job done. That they can play better than that, and maybe they don't believe they can, but they're much better. And if that doesn't come together for us, we're in a bit of trouble.
Mate, thanks for your time on a busy day. I'm sure you're looking forward to it. Part of the SEN commentary team for Gold Coast listeners, the coverage starts at 8 o'clock. And if you want to download the app and be able to listen to the call on our SEN track stations, it's easy to do. And Hill's part of a great team. We'll speak with Simon Kadich a little bit later as well. Enjoy the day, mate. Fingers crossed the rain stays away till about 5:30 and we get a terrific first day of the first test of the Ashes series. Always special.
Yep, it's a big day and we're looking forward to it. Cheers, boys.
See you, mate. Ian Healy there, who's joining us on his own show, which is unusual. A guest there. That's all thanks to My Place, Australian-made and supported smart home control system. You can't beat Australian smarts. Interested Heels would bowl.
Yeah.
First.
Yep, I think I would. Now, I think I would because of, I know you said earlier, don't do it because of the conditions or don't do it because of the weather, I think attacking England early and having someone like Stark come in and hoop the ball around a little bit, I don't fear that England attack as much without Anderson in it, to be honest. So I reckon go in, just go straight for them, bowl hard, see what they can do.
Text here from the Hoppies ambassador, ironically, when Heels was on. Andy, thanks a lot, boys. Woke up last night, dogs barking. I have no idea what that means. But having said that, having had a little bit to do with Andy at golf, that doesn't surprise me because he dribbles a lot and says a lot of things that no one has a clue what he's talking about. What does that mean?
The dog's barking. I don't know.
What's that got to do with us?
I don't know. Maybe
anyway,
it's got to do with Heels.
Typical of him. Now, I wanted to tell you about Everton v Arsenal.
Yes.
So the Arse led 1-0, right? Now, Everton had, Richarlison had a goal disallowed for offside.
Right.
Which would have put them ahead 1-0. And it was like an umpteenth. He was like, they had to do the line and his finger was in front and
hate that.
No goal.
Okay.
So Everton won, Arsenal and Royal went back to nil all. Mm-hmm. So then they go down the other end of the field, the Arsenal score, they lead 1-0.
Right.
Right. So second half they're playing and there's a bit of drama in Everton at the moment. The fans, some of the fans walked out after 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Seriously. They showed people 10, 15, just walking out because they don't believe the club's heading in the right direction with the board and Rafa Benitez's coach, because, of course, Rafa Benitez coached Liverpool.
Yep.
So they're not happy with the Liverpool coach. And so some of the fans walked out at nil-all in the first half. So then Arsenal leading 1-0 half-time. Then they come back in the second half and they're playing and going along. Richarlison scores a goal, 1-1.
Yep.
No. They go to VAR.
No.
It's an even closer call.
No.
His right foot is in the air like it would have been a no ball. Like he's half his foot's in front of the offside.
Yeah.
Goal disallowed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Goal disallowed. So Arsenal still lead 1-0. Then in the 70-something minute, they score an unbelievable goal.
Yeah.
All right. So it's 1-1. Then it might have been in the 80s. And then in extra time, in injury time, yep. Richarlison scores a cracker. They win 2-1. I've never – like, he scores three goals but only gets credited with one.
And one gets allowed.
And you're thinking with what they've been through, to have two goals disallowed by the smallest of margins, oh, this is not our day. The crowd's left even when we're at nil all, right? And they come back and beat the Arse 2-1. That makes it even better. But it was – unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, three goals. Yeah. Three goals and only one gets credited. I mean, I just think about those fans. I mean, why bother? Like, why? Like, I know you're disgruntled or whatever, but you still got to support your team, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you got to support the team through thick and thin.
It's not the team's fault.
No.
It's not the players out there.
No.
So just
find another way to protest.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Maybe,
I agree with you.
Maybe go down to training or something and you know, we don't like it.
You may have a thought. 13 13 55, the Brighton Homes open line, or you can send us a text. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. The Hoppy's ambassador said read the whole thing. Oh, okay. Dogs barking, carpet snake in the pergola near the bird cages. Jinxed after yesterday's story. There you go.
Oh.
Okay. Remember we spoke about the snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's his fault for having birds. Where snakes can get to them.
Don't have birds.
Well, you can have the birds, but make sure that you invest enough to protect your birds. See, good bird owners.
Fort Knox sort of set up.
Well, you know, I mean, the RSPCA, I might pass this email on to the RSPCA and he might be investigated for not having his birds secure enough to attract snakes. Yep. That could be the problem with Andy. So maybe he should look after his animals a bit better than he does. We're going to take a break at 19 past 7.